In 2014, I became aware of a band by the name of the Snyder Family Band, and was told about them at a festival by a good friend of mine, Matthew Goins of the Blue Chip Pick Company, and was on the lookout for him after that. They released an album not long after that. Their first album was Wherever I Wander, and as soon as I could get them on the show, January 2015, I had the whole family, Zeb, Samantha, and their father, Bud. Zeb and Samantha were fairly young then. They've grown a couple more years since then, and the maturity is just astonishing. You may want to go back and listen to that first interview from January 2015 if you look under Snyder Family. Their influences that come out into their music really is so diverse you could never guess it. Well, the Snyder Family Band is my guest today, a first of a two-parter. They have a brand new album that came out in 2017, The Life We Know, and it's just as amazing. I enjoy talking to them, and their talent musically is second to none. Really happy to have back on the show today Samantha, Zeb, and Bud Snyder, the Snyder Family Band. How are you guys doing?
Great, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I was looking at the my website, the archive, for the last time we talked. It was almost a couple days away from being exactly 2 years ago when we talked about your latest album at that point, which was Whenever I Wander.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
The album releases are dictated by the academic schedule a little bit, so we kind of have to write some songs one semester. Write some songs one summer and record a project, and then tour with the project the next summer, and then come back again and record.
And the new album, The Life We Know, is on Mountain Home.
That's right.
And I've given it a good listen several times, as I always do before I engage in these things. And one of the things that I remember from last time, the source of your inspiration for certain songs. I remember, Samantha, specifically, you had read some books, and we came up with the Whaler and the Nantucket Sleigh Ride song because of, and you'd never been hunting whales, and you'd never been. And Zeb, you and I talked about different guitar styles that you kind of were interested in, and I know that you mentioned some of the harmony, some of the scales and lines that Dickie Betts had played and things like that. I hear some of that, by the way, Zeb, in one of these songs, clearly, and where Samantha's playing the other harmony part of what would have been a guitar, and you know the song I'm talking about. But let's talk about the songs that many of them were created within the band itself. You only have two that aren't actually generated by either Samantha or Zeb. But let's talk about some of your inspirations. There's 10 songs on this album, and you guys have obviously gone through a lot in 2 years. And maybe in the process of talking about what you've gone through in 2 years, we can kind of tie into that how these songs came about.
Yeah, my listening is always fairly broad, and lately it's been a lot of country music in between these two projects. I've always listened to country, but I think I started listening to country even more. It's kind of focused in the 90s for mainstream country and the 70s for outlaw country and stuff like that. So I think that there weren't any direct covers or explicitly country songs on this record, but there was a lot of country Telecaster influence in my playing, and just a little bit more of that country soul coming into things. And then the closest thing we got to a cover would be a Lyle Lovett cover, which to me is kind of like Texas Swing. And
yeah, exactly. It is Texas Swing.
Yeah. And so that was a good way to get those influences in there, because Samantha listens to Texas Swing probably even more than I do, and has a real strong, she's really strong in playing that style.
Hey, Bud, I know you know this, Bud, but, you know, he's talking about Zeb like he's not there, which is rude, but he's voicing and singing songs about being gone. He's going to be a cowboy, and he's going to be breaking loose, and I noticed that there's a real theme that's developed in some of the things that he's selecting that aren't necessarily self-generated from the band, but Zeb has gotten a little bit of wanderlust, maybe. Am I right? I mean, I'm not trying to read too much into it, but first of all, I like the music that you've chosen, but and a lot of these songs on here, we're going to talk about them, and I'll shut up, a lot of them have to do because you travel. Part of your thing now being the Snyder Family Band, you're on the road, so you have those experiences in life, and all of which makes sense. And then you also come back to your core beliefs, and Samantha will talk about some of those very special songs you've written and performed on the album. But I think your band is getting great exposure, and they're not unhappy playing music on the road. That's what I'm taking from part of this.
Yeah, it does. It's interesting you mentioned that about Zeb, because he's, you know, getting ready to graduate college and thinking about, you know, the rest of his life and what he wants to do. And, you know, it's amazing to think that we've been playing for 10 years. And
that's unbelievable.
Now he's 21 years old, and Samantha's 18, so they're growing up. But we continue to play together as a family, and don't like to think about any of us being far away from each other or going different places without each other, although, you know, that's going to happen at some point. But we hope we can always play music together. So I think it's interesting the points you make about Zeb, and that he's growing up and you know, going to be on his own more. But obviously, we're still very focused on doing things for the band.
Oh, sure.
We do love to get out and travel and just see the country and play music together. And so a lot of that comes through in our music.
Let's and Samantha, I want to get to you, because the second song on the album is one that you wrote. But we talked about Lyle Lovett's contribution to the album, Zeb, just a minute ago, Cowboy Man. It is Texas Swing. Samantha, you're a wonderful swing fiddle player. I like to talk about why selections are made. If you can tell me a little bit about how you came to that tune, whoever picked it out.
Right. Well, you talking about Far Away or Cowboy Man?
First, right away, Cowboy Man. I wanted to go back and touch on that. I glossed over it a bit talking to Zeb, but Cowboy Man, the selection of that song for the album.
Yeah, I think I brought that song to the band.
Okay.
And I've been listening to it for years, just as a Lyle Lovett fan before we were even putting this project together. And I think I started singing it by myself just for fun, because I went through a stage where, kind of as part of my vocal practice, I would try to sing different country tunes and stretch my range and imitate my favorite singers. So I think that one kind of was one of those that came about accidentally during practice. I think I was singing it by myself as we were kind of tuning up or something. I can't remember exactly what happened, but as it happens, sometimes Samantha will just kind of jump in on the fiddle part and we'll like the way it sounds. And in a matter of minutes, it's like, this needs to be on stage and it needs to be on the next project. So that one came about pretty naturally, just through me being a Lyle Lovett fan.
Well,
anytime somebody mentions the Western Swing song, I'm all for it. Like I said, I just love playing that style so much. The spirit of the Western music and Texas Swing is really fun to play on fiddle.
You definitely, Samantha, you definitely have a longbow approach to a lot of things, if you know what I mean. Instead of the real, you know, I'm just like you're into that sound, that swing sound, and it comes up in the waltz. But Zeb, you wrote a waltz. We'll talk about it in a minute, but it seems to really fit your, I don't know that your style. I guess everybody has a style, but yeah, I like the first tune. I knew it was a Lyle Lovett tune as soon as I put the CD in, because I'm a Lyle Lovett fan also.
Yeah.
Far Away, then, I do want to focus on some of the songs. All but two were written either by Samantha or Zeb or both of you together. I don't know how you work, but the second song on the album, which we're talking about, is Life We Know, is Far Away, and that was actually written. And Zeb, you're playing five-string banjo. Now, before we're done, I'm going to ask you all to play all the instruments, to list all the instruments that you play. But I even texted somebody about this. Well, now he's, you know, now Zeb has invaded the last thing that I had. I knew you played banjo on the last one, but now you're playing five-string banjo, and I'm going to throw mine out the window, because I know you just decided you would add a five-string banjo part to it. But, Samantha, let's talk about Far Away, which is the tune that I have as being one of yours.
Right, that one was another one that was kind of inspired by our travel, actually, and just my growing up years, too. I was born and raised in Lexington, North Carolina. It's a small, you know, small-town America, and I love this area, so I've always grown up in the country, surrounded by woods, and that's my favorite place to be. And I just remember, I think it was when we were on our way out to Utah, we were stopping in some of the big towns. We stopped in Kansas City and St. Louis, it was really, really cool seeing those places. But I remember every time, by the time we were finished in those big cities, we were all ready to get back out in the country again. That's our stomping grounds, and we're just not as comfortable in those big, busy cities. And so I normally write songs that are inspired by something that's really important to me and that I've been thinking about a lot, because I feel like I can sing those with the most feeling and just communicate with the audience the best. And so I wrote Far Away to kind of express just how I feel about life. And it's not specifically about me. It's a little bit of a, you know, just scenario that I created.
Mm-hmm.
but it's definitely communicating, you know, how we feel about where we live and where we prefer to be.
I'll tell you this. I actually have a note that's kind of scribbled general over all of my notes about returning home. Although there are songs on the album about traveling, and that makes perfect sense at this point in your lives, but I also have a note about returning home. I sense as a theme, maybe not spoken, but I do sense that as a theme through everything, not just Far Away, but all the songs that the band is choosing to record or write.
That's true. That's kind of what happened with this album, and it's always cool when some theme kind of pops out without even intentionally being there.
Yeah.
But we definitely noticed this album was kind of a bringing it home type of album. And that to us, that sort of includes travel. It's all about the things that we feel at home doing. So even if we're not here under the Blue Ridge Mountain skies, which is one of our favorite places in the world, traveling is something that we all just feel like we were born to do, traveling and performing. And so the whole album kind of connects with our heart as a band and as a family.
I sense that. I sense that that's exactly what it is. And I did. I actually feel like I could show you the note. You can't see it, but it says going home. I just kind of wrote diagonally across my notes that you're always returning home. So that's good. I think it's a good theme. And you did. You nailed it without trying to say it, but it's very good. And Zeb, you wrote, I have you as the author of Clouds Over Texas. I can't read my notes. Clouds Over Texas, which is a waltz. And usually fiddle players write waltzes, and Zeb, you wrote a waltz which features your playing, and of course Samantha's playing so well.
Yeah, that tune is, I think I wrote that one on electric guitar. I at least started it there. I think I was playing Telecaster. And this, it was one of those that I started out writing just for myself. I wasn't thinking about putting together a Snyder Family Band project at the time. I just sort of had some ideas for this tune and wanted to get it written and see how I would use it. So basically the way that it's put together is it's sort of a waltz with a lot of nods toward Western swing.
Oh, yeah.
The chord progressions and some of the melodic ideas borrow a lot from some of the slow, emotional songs that I listened to on Riders in the Sky records growing up. It's hard to name specific examples.
Maybe. No, it's the feel that you get.
Back in My Boot Battle or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's in there, and then there's a lot of country influence where I'm kind of mimicking pedal steel things through how I'm playing guitar. And then the last part of it is that it's got some raw emotion in it that comes from listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan play. And I actually included a Stratocaster solo on the studio version anyway. But it was just perfect. It's basically him being from Texas and mixing his Texas blues with Western swing and Clouds Over Texas, which is the perfect name for it, for all those influences to come together.
It's raining down in Texas. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
You know, Zeb, I saw you, and I was in Raleigh. I'm on the board of IBMA, and I saw you in different workshops, and I could never stay long enough to speak to you. So what you're telling me now is a lot of things that if you see if people go to, I don't know if you guys are going to Raleigh again this year or not, but a lot of what you're talking about and kind of breaking down your influences and the way you play and what you play, you did a lot of that stuff. I had other places that my calendar as being on the board kind of made me go different places.
But yeah, I think we'll be there again this year.
I hope so.
I can't remember exactly what.
No, that's okay. It's a ways off. It's a ways off.
Stages or not, but we make a point to be there every year.
Samantha, when Zeb says, hey, I have a kind of a swing influence, Texas swing influence, kind of a waltz tune, when you hear a tune like that and you start, are you back into the swing that you would have immediately started playing with the Lyle Lovett tune? I mean, I think you're very comfortable with that style, as you've mentioned, and is that something that's easy for you to jump into on a tune that your brother's written?
Definitely. When we bring a song to the band and we start arranging it, we'll tell each other what steel we're looking for. And Zeb, one of the things Zeb made sure he told me right up front was that this was supposed to be a very country, Texas sound. And so I built my fiddle breaks inspired by the old fiddle waltzes that you mentioned, you know, like something Kenny Baker would play, and combined that with my favorite influences, like Woody Paul, King of Cowboy Fiddlers,
mm-hmm.
and From Riders in the Sky. So he definitely left his mark on my breaks on that song. And so it was really, really neat to put together the breaks on this song, and probably one of my favorites on the album, because I got to play some of my favorite styles. And so it kind of felt like, you know, we were playing a Riders in the Sky song, but with Zeb's own unique twist to it.
I like it. I mean, I like the album. I've listened to it a lot. But The Rain, the next song on the album that we're talking about, is The Life We Know with the Snyder Family Band. Samantha, The Rain, I think, is a very, and maybe I misread it, but I think it's a very personal song to you.
It is, and this is kind of one that was, it kind of surprised me, actually. I've been kind of expanding the topics that I write about. You know, as a songwriter, you think you've run out of stuff to talk about, and then all of a sudden something kind of hits you over the head, and there you go writing again. And that's kind of what happened with this one. And I'm pretty sure it must have just rained outside or something, and I was thinking about it, and next thing I knew, these lyrics were starting to form in my head. It was one of those that comes pretty fast. And it's kind of an unusual one for us, especially since it's double guitar plus bass. So I was playing guitar, Zeb was playing guitar, and Daddy was playing bass, and not normal for us to have that configuration. So that was really neat. And then it's just got its own unique style. We'd never really done anything like this before. But so I started writing it, and I know the lyrics are a little bit more abstract on this one, but I enjoy thinking about the rain, you know, almost as a person, and then, you know, thinking about what it would be like to talk to the rain or listen to him talking to me.
Yeah,
that was,
I knew what you
fun to put together. And then as we started working on it, I remember one afternoon, after I'd already written the song, I was listening to the Eli Young Band and suddenly realized that it had a little bit of an Eli Young Band sound to it as well. And so I think, incorporated that style into it as we practiced.
It's clearly, I was hoping it had just rained, or you had a real vivid memory of it just raining, because it's clearly right on the heels of some rain in your house, I think.
Right, definitely. That's one of those really cool sounds that you just take some time to, you know, in a quiet house and just listen to it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. Talking about a song entitled The Rain on The Life We Know. And Samantha, you run a streak here on the album. The next three things are very important on the album. The mystery, I understand fully and appreciate the fact that the part that faith plays in your lives and your music, they're both intertwined. Let's talk about The Mystery, a song that you wrote, which comes up as number 5 on the new album.
The Mystery is another one that I was super, super excited to put on this album, because it was inspired by one of my favorite styles, which is prog rock. And Kansas is one of my all-time favorite bands. They're definitely in top 5. And so I've always, their albums, I love to turn them on as we're going on the road and turn them up loud and just soak it in. And when something really excites me and moves me, even if it's just a sound, not a particular topic or anything, then I'll try to write a song inspired by that. And I remember listening to some prog rock one day and thinking, wouldn't it be cool if I could, you know, they always have these strange abstract lyrics that you're sitting there trying to figure out the whole time you're listening to the cool music. And I thought, well, what if I could put lyrics that mean something to me, that are Christian lyrics, into a prog rock song and write my own prog rock song and sort of make it, you know, another epic song, kind of like I did with Weather Song. And so that's what I did with this one, and it's inspired by things I've learned about creation and, you know, what people are trying to figure out and what they believe about how the world came into being and what I know from the Bible. And so I turned that into sort of explaining it in a way that makes people think and makes them listen to those lyrics and just try to process what's going on. And I like to keep them in suspense till right toward the end there with those lyrics.
Hey,
and then we the prog rock jam on the end, and had a great time with that.
It is. It's great. I don't know of another band, as I'm speaking to, that was part one, by the way, of our visit with Samantha, Zeb, and Bud. Bud doesn't say a lot, but he's there the whole time. Bud's the dad, and he's a good dad, and we always have a chance to explore all their songs. Mystery there was what we were talking to Samantha about right at the end of the first part of the break. Nowhere else, I think, except in a conversation with the Snyder Family Band, will you hear in one sentence Stevie Ray Vaughan, Western Swing, prog rock, and Kansas. and their influences are so unbelievably diverse, and their musical talents are only just now developing to the point they're going to keep developing, and the music that they bring into the band is going to expand it even further. And if you hear me kind of laughing while we're talking, it's because I'm just having such a good time talking to the Snyder Family Band about their music and what inspires them and what they're doing. And part two will be next week. Thanks so much to the Snyder Family Band.